It's the Flying Monkey Show for Monday, July 17th. Joel here, and just starting to get a feel for what this could be. And I guess it could be whatever I want it to be. But, you know, when I wake up every morning, one of the first things I do is I check the news, and I happen to gravitate towards stories that, well, interest me. And check out this one. This from WNCN.com in North Carolina. So there's something smelly in the air. The headline is, "Past gas forces passengers from plane at RDU," spokesperson says. Out of Raleigh, here we go. A person who passed gas, they had to put that in quotes, on an American Airlines plane on Sunday afternoon forced all passengers off the jet. Officials said. The incident happened when passengers on the flight became ill with nausea and headaches, according to a spokesperson with Raleigh-Durham International Airport. The flight, which was not identified by RDU officials, landed at the airport around 4 p.m. when the incident was reported. All the passengers were taken off the plane, and after the incident was investigated, it was determined that a passenger passed gas. Authorities later said the incident was a medical call. And directed all questions to the Wake County EMS. RDU officials did not identify where the plane was from, or its destination, or what type of aircraft was involved. American Airlines officials Sunday night said that a plane had an odor issue, but denied it was because of past gas. Ross Feinstein, a spokesman for the airline, released a statement that said in part, "We have an aircraft from Charlotte to RDU this afternoon, blah, blah, blah. It's currently out of service for an actual mechanical issue and odor in the cabin, but it is not due to past gas, as mentioned." Well, isn't that a shame? Because it would then seem that they really had to clear the air. I think Anchor ought to license the iFart sounds for transitions, don't you? And here's a call in from Bernie, who gives a suggestion for creating better anchor clip thingy majigas. Take it away, Bernie.
Joe, I'll tell you what, you've got enough stuff in all kinds of spaces, voices on Snapchat and YouTube clips and just rambles at airports, man. Record them locally and upload them to Anchor via the Clipper tool, baby. It's going to solve the workflow. Without having to redo stuff, just rebadge stuff, rewarm it, pop it in this network. You'll have a different set of listeners and expand everything. And the only thing you're out of is the time it takes. To make the Clipper tool work, you might be able to make that work with If This Then That or Zapier, but I'd use that Clipper tool. It's going to work better for where you want to go with Anchor, I think.
Thanks, Bernie. Appreciate the tip. And thanks to you for listening out there in Anchorville. Hope you're enjoying the Flying Monkey Show. I'm Joel. Have a great day. And of course, do good stuff.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.